my own trauma was what was keeping me away from my main goal in life, or keeping me away from the purpose that I knew that I had inside me. So
hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that you are tuning in today. Again, if you are a long-term listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. All of your reviews and downloads help us get this podcast out to as many people as possible. And if you haven't already been following us on social media, make sure you do so. You can direct message me on Instagram at Manifesting Money Podcast. Boop, 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 boop. So I'm so excited to get in today's episode. And just to fill you in a little bit, this was our original podcast that we're going to post on Tuesday. And it's actually from a free workshop that we hosted this past week for a lot of those who are still in the beginning phases of not only starting their podcast, starting their business, and really just making that shift of selling on social. So again, I truly believe that each and every one of you have a gift, and you're listening to this podcast because there's something in me that is in you. So if you spot it, you got it. And so again, we are actually wrapping up the doors for our 12-week coaching certification. So before I get on to any more announcements or really tell more about the podcast, I just really want to celebrate a beautiful soul who has not only invested the time and energy already into making this shift of identifying as a coach, putting himself out there, and applying for the academy and getting approved. So I get these messages all of the time, every single time that each and every one of you get approved and have a call with one of our certified coaches, Laura. And this is what I hear after you guys get off the call. So I really wanted to share this.
Anita, oh my gosh, just off the call with Mitchell. He's great. He really is. He's like he even describes himself as a multi-passionate person. He really is taking his coaching business seriously. He's so open to learning and growing, and he's ready.
Imagine hearing this about yourself on the outside looking in. Oh, it's so exciting. And again, I just want to congratulate Mitchell. Thank you again for not only putting yourself out there, already doing so much work on yourself and being open and receptive. And the reason why I want to share that right now is because a lot of the times there is something in you that we see, but you just don't see it yet. And today's episode is just a direct reflection of that from one of our past applicants from the Manifesting Money Academy. From one of our past members in the Manifesting Money Academy, who I got to meet, who I got to celebrate in person, and really just get in her energy. And the reason why I wanted to share this today is because I truly believe that each and every one of you, or everybody in the world, honestly, should have a podcast. It's like one of the most therapeutic things. It's so fun. It's so exciting. And again, Lori is somebody who not only made that shift within herself, but now started transmuting that through her podcast. So I'm going to let her tell you what her podcast is about. But also, I'm going to leave the link down below if you guys want to follow more. I highly, highly encourage that you go check it out because it's so much deeper than the surface level. And it's also a reflection of you. Again, I think each and every one of you can get on here, tell your story. And it's really just about breaking through that fear of being seen. So without further ado, here is Lori.
So our guest speaker today is one of our certified coaches, Lori Herrera. She is actually Such an inspiration in our community, especially when it comes to healing relationships with your sister. When I tell you guys, I am so grateful that when you guys step into your power, because you help me. And Hilary is one of those beautiful souls who put herself out there. And one of the ways that she did that was starting a podcast with her sister. So it's just the most magical thing. And I'm so grateful I get to be a part of it. And I actually got to meet her live in person last time we hosted the Academy. And without further ado, Lori.
Hi, guys. Hi. Well, like Anita said, my name's Lori, and I have my own podcast that I started at the beginning of this year. It was called It's Not That Deep, It's Deeper. So like Anita says, I do truly believe that Anita's program definitely helped me. I was one of her students. And when I joined the program, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had started my own personal, I guess you would say business. I wanted to be a virtual assistant because I definitely went through this phase in my life where I was kind of working a 9-to-5, and I got very depressed at one point, and I said, what am I doing here? And I always had this feeling inside, even growing up, that like there had to be more than just this. There had to be more than just having a job. Like I always felt like I had some type of purpose, like I had something to share. And the only thing is, for a very long time, I think, well, now I realize that it was trauma. I never felt, or I never truly believed that I was a good person. And that sounds crazy, right? Because you're just like, what? And I'm sorry if the lighting's a little weird. I'm not in my usual setup. My boyfriend had like a family urgency thing that we had to come to Washington and fly out last minute. So I'm sorry if it's just the lighting's not that great, but I hope you guys can hear me. But so definitely joining Anita's program was definitely one of my first steps to kind of guiding myself into what it is that I really wanted to do. So I had started a virtual assistant job and I didn't know what I was doing. Let's be honest, I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, okay, I encountered this community where there was a lot of virtual assistants, there was a lot of coaching. And point is, I was just starting off. I had just started going to the gym too, and I encountered Anita's podcast at the gym, ironically. And when I heard one of the episodes, it was with the shaman XXL, and I was like blown away. I was like, wait, I was like, I've been hearing these things like here and there, but it's true. It has to be true. So from there, I joined her. I saw that she had a 3-day workshop, just like you guys did, joined the workshop. And then from there, it went on into the Academy. I think my sole purpose, or I think during that time, I kind of had an idea, or it's almost like I already knew what it is that I wanted to do. But being in the program definitely helped me realize that. So the reason I started my podcast, thanks to Anita, who helped me and guide me through it, I ended up figuring out that my own trauma was what was keeping me away from my main goal in life, or keeping me away from the purpose that I knew that I had inside me. So like Anita said, I started my own podcast with my sister. And long story short, me and my sister, we didn't really ever get along. I held a lot of resentment towards my sister growing up as a child. I am the oldest sister it's just the two of us. So it's just me and her. And so she's the baby. So growing up, I always felt like excluded. And I always felt like my sister was always like the favorite, because she was like the sweet one. She was the one always thinking about me. And from this journey, from what I learned from healing all my trauma and literally having to tear down my relationship with my sister and build it back up again from scratch, from what I learned is that the trauma was like my own issue. My sister was always there waiting for me to be open and receptive, or be open to loving her or having that relationship. She was always there, you know, she was always there waiting for me. She always loved me with everything. It was just more of my issues. So yeah. And so I had like a crazy goosebumps. I'm like, yeah, it's true. Like it's just amazing how in such a short amount of time, like I started at the beginning of this year in January, and now we're getting towards the end of the year, and how much I just accomplished, not only like internally myself, but just, you know, my passion wise, and which is starting the podcast. So just a little recap on what my podcast is. Me and my sister basically just talk about our own experiences and journey through our trauma healing, and the things that we realize of what causes trauma, and what tore down our relationship and then what helped us to build it right back up. And so I think I just want to go ahead and share that with you guys. So that's where I found my inspiration for the name It's Not That Deep, It's Deeper. So that's where I kind of actually want to get into, start off with, to touch up with. So one thing they didn't tell me when I was starting my podcast, I remember I went to Anita's event and we had a guest speaker there. And then when I was thinking that you need this whole microphone, a whole setup, all these things to go ahead and start a podcast. And then simply what I ended up finding out is that you just need a phone. Basically, you just need a phone, a recording software. And then if you're using your phone, you need an audio converter. And then Canva, if you want to make your own cover photo. And that's about it. It's just about like about four materials. So even though it's just four materials, I did find myself coming into some issues that I had. I was like, okay, I don't know. What do I need? How do I do this? I ended up Googling, YouTubing, research everything, and basically all the mistakes that I ran into, I'm just going to go ahead and share that with you guys today. I want to say that starting a podcast, and the only reason this idea for the podcast that came up for me is that I was passionate about something. You know, I had to think about, okay, what is it, something that I have or something that I have experienced or so a journey that I have been through that I could share with society where it could help other people. And like I said, it was from my own personal experience and journey, just realizing, like, especially in the Latino community or especially in other religious communities, like we can say like Koreans or Chinese, they all have a certain strict cultural belief that they grow up in. And so in Latino community, we all know that it, or anyone who knows, it's kind of just like a, I guess you could say like gender roles in a way. And then it was always like, you had to respect your parents no matter what, you didn't have a say or a word in it. And it was just like, you just, you know, for me, I think I was always a little rebellious and I questioned everything. I was always like, no, but why can I not do this? Why can't I go do this and this and that? I don't understand why this is wrong. And then little did I know that my parents kind of brushing me off or suppressing me or not giving me an explanation as I grew up is what kind of caused my trauma and resentment towards not only my parents, but towards my sister, because no one was really ever giving me an explanation growing up why you couldn't do this, why you couldn't do that. So I found a lot of inspiration in that because as a teenager growing up, I went through a really hard time. I think a lot of my trauma, major teenage trauma, was like one of the biggest, I think the trauma is the same, but it was definitely one of the ones that I could remember the most that affected me. And something I used to say a lot growing up was, it was, I guess, a defense mechanism where I used to say, it's not that deep. So I realized now that my own hurt was just, I was reflecting it off onto other people. So I was not the best person either, only because I was scared and I had fear. And I thought to myself, I'd rather be the mean one than allow people to make me feel bad. So when I did hurt people, and even though it made me feel bad when I did hurt people from my own words, and I used to just try to brush it off all the time, think, it's not that deep, like, relax, like, you're thinking too much into it. And then going through my journey, I soon realized that everything is so much more deeper. Everything is so much more deeper. So that's where I came up with the idea of my podcast. So I do definitely think that you, whatever it is that you have to offer, whatever it is that you feel like you're passionate about, or whatever it is that you feel like you have gone through that can help other people, I think that's definitely like just the first step of what you just want to share. It can even be very therapeutic, honestly, because I know there's a lot of people out there who aren't really comfortable with speaking in public or just speaking in general to other people, because same, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I'm a very mysterious person. I keep my things to myself. I don't like to share about, I didn't like to share about my things or my feelings or the things that I was going through. So it was definitely an adjustment, but definitely having a safe space, like for example, Anita's Academy, or even when I started my own podcast with my sister, made it an even safer space for me to be comfortable. So I do definitely feel, if you guys are thinking about starting a podcast, but if that's one of the things that's holding you back, you're like, oh, like, what are people going to think of me? Are my friends going to find me? Like, do I sound good enough? Do I not sound like I have it together? Because honestly, that was the same things that were going through my head too. All those things are going through my head. And just even recently too, and I was listening to somebody, I think it was Mitchell, who was saying that like, you're like been hesitant to post on social because you're just like, oh, I had to block certain people to be like, oh, like, are they going to get it? Are they going to listen? Do they support me? You know? And I completely understand because I was literally just in that phase, like maybe like 3 weeks ago, like a month ago. And yeah. And so I think what I came to soon realize, and it's something that I learned from my sister as well, is on my journey, I realized I'm like, the people who are going to support you are going to support you. And the people who aren't, at the end of the day, they're kind of just living their own lives. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's about you, make decision with you. And from what I noticed when I finally decided to post my podcast on my main account, I had a lot of feedback, and even my own friends and my own friends who I was worried about in the first place, where I was just like, oh, I'm stepping into this new version of myself. I am becoming this new person. Are my friends going to accept this new version of me? Are they going to think like, oh, like she thinks she's better than us, or she's, I don't know, like, you know how some people have like some type of jealousy when people are doing good, you know, and they're not there. Sometimes people tend to drag you down because they don't like to see others do good because they're more hurt with themselves or they're more incomplete with themselves. So I don't know. I think me just in general, I had the bad habit of thinking worst case scenarios all the time. And then just to come to find out, and I think I told Anita this one time, I was like, I resisted a lot from my friends and the people that I was around to post or say anything about the things that I was starting and my podcast that I was starting, the journey that I was on. So I didn't really tell them anything. I kind of just started posting. And then I saw that my friends were very supportive. They don't bring it up because I think everyone was just waiting for me to bring it up, but they, when they follow my page, they watch my content, and in the background, you know, the people who are meant to be with you throughout your journey will be there. And the people who are not supposed to be there, they won't be there. And we had to know that it's okay, that, you know, it's okay to grieve the old version of yourself, but this new version that you're going to step into is literally what's going to fulfill your soul, I guess you could say. I'm sorry if I'm getting like very spiritual into this. It's because it's just, I feel like it does have a big part with it. So anyway, so thinking about the title, so I just want to let you know, that's where my inspiration for my title came from. So when you guys are thinking about a title, I think it's just very, I think it helps a lot when you go with your own experiences and trying to find something that, I guess you can say, the title's kind of like the hook to your podcast. And so, you know, thinking about what's inspired you in a very short sentence.
So that was Lori's story. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in today's episode. A couple things I want to just recap on before we hop off today is, one, just take away all of the things that really resonated with your specific story. Again, if it gave you goosebumps, it gave you chills, you made your eyes water, it means that it's part of your story. And there's these layers and layers and layers of you that just need to be unraveled. And the number one way that you can do that is connecting with other people who are operating at the same frequency as you. So this is our last podcast episode that we're doing, that we're specifically inviting anybody to come to the Manifesting Money Academy. I'm so, so excited that I get to work so intimately with you all, but I'm also very sad because I know it's going to be one of the last time that I am doing a lot of the hands-on coaching and mentoring because of all of the beautiful people I've been able to attract with this program and how fast we are expanding. So I'm speaking this into existence, and I have been speaking into existence, but this is going to be one of the number one, actually it is the number one coaching certification in the U.S. So we've actually been really, really just trying to learn from each person who comes in this academy, what was easy for them, what was a little bit more difficult, and how can we start to implement things to make this 10 times easier, faster transmutation in such a short amount of time with that quantum leap, by doing a lot of things for you and just showing you again the gifts that you have and the special qualities that you have, and really showing you how to delegate and build a team and build that vision within yourself. So yes, this is a 12-week coaching certification online, but in January, I get to meet you all, and it's honestly one of my favorite parts of these events. And if it's up to me, I would do all of these events online or in person, and that's what we're doing. So in January, you can not only expect to for something for all of those who are in the academy, but all of those who are, again, wrapping up, making the decision today and getting through that three-step interview process are the ones who are going to be there live and really showing their gifts to the audience that we have. So, so excited, so grateful, and I guess I will see you all in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.